everyone. It is me, Bree Morena de Santos. You all know how excited I am about this course. I have talked about it in so many different ways. As you join this platform on Teachable, please know that if you have an iOS, you can download the Teachable app. It is a green square with a big T on the front of it. The app will allow you to go through the course and it will keep progress of where you last stopped. Now keep in mind, if you are on the app or on the web version of the course is loading information weekly. So when you log in and you log out, it's going to tell you what percentage of the course you have completed. Sometimes it's going to say 90% because you have gone through everything that was available. And sometimes it's going to say like 10% because new content has uploaded. And until all of the content has completely loaded into the course, which will not take place until the course is 100% completed with all of the scheduled live sessions, then you won't be able to use that as a barometer or measurement of where you're at in the course. However, take note of your little green check marks. That is probably the last place you visited. But most importantly, look at the recordings from the Thursday sessions and the Saturday sessions. Those are the live lessons that we did in studio or on Zoom that have been published. If you were present in those live sessions, then it's totally optional to you if you wish to go back and rewatch those recordings. I also upload lessons. So in the Saturday section, you will see lessons that accompany the Saturday sessions. Those are all brand new recordings that you would not have seen or participated in because I am posting them pre-recorded to the course. And under the somatic therapy, you will see additional presentations and slideshow PDFs of those slides that will also be added to the course on a weekly basis that will help to accompany the live sessions. So there's going to be a lot of additional content outside of the live sessions that will continuously post to the course. And we haven't even gotten into a lot of the topics that will show up in this course that will both be pre-recorded and posted to this course, as well as discussed in live sessions. So there is a lot of information to come. It might feel very overwhelming when you're first logging in, but do not allow yourself to be overwhelmed. Just start at the top. Go through the self-healing journey where I have added lots of little journal prompts and I have posted audio guidance of those prompts in each of those sections. So if you have already gone through and started working on those, you can go back and listen to some of those audio recordings. They are typically under 10 minutes and they give you a little bit more to consider, a little insight, and they help to accompany some of the ideas that have been shared in the course. Have a little patience with us. Our support team is still working to put information inside of the course and also to publish that information. And some information was published prematurely. Some information still needs to be updated. But as we enter into the end of this year, into the beginning of the next, as this course is publishing live, then you will start to see all of it come together in a nice, consistent manner. If you are listening to this and the course has concluded and you're listening to this sometime in the future, well, hello, you're listening to the past, Bree, and I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that you're taking time to explore this course. I do plan on offering this course with live sessions again to continuously build upon all of the online content as we advance our learning and our teaching in the area of somatic therapy. So stay tuned for that. But for now, each and every one of you who has currently enrolled in this course and who is listening to this, You all have about 2 years from the time of your enrollment to complete everything that the course is offering to you and decide if you wish to submit all of the different assignments so that you can receive certification. So I look forward to that. If you are not sure what you want to do, just give it time. You can always reach out to me and we can chat about some of your concerns. If you're listening to this while the course is ongoing live, just take some time. Go through the course. Let's all get through the content. And when everything has posted, let's take some time to reflect. Decide where we are, where we wish to be, what we've learned. And of course, as always, take what serves, leave what doesn't. Allow yourself to just be in the mode of receiving. Allow your body in its own infinite wisdom to gather the information that it needs to help further rewire your brain, create new neural pathways, reorganize your biology, allow yourself to become more embodied, and yes, heal. Healing thyself, and of course, being able to hold sacred space for others. Now, this course will be followed up with an Ayurveda nutrition certification course. That course is also 100% free as it is grant funded. I am really grateful because we are working with several sources. One being my largest source, which is the Lululemon Collective. Almost 7 years ago, I started yoga podcast with Breezy Bree. That podcast has since had millions of downloads. And I was so fortunate to be able to partner with the Lululemon Collective back in 2018, where we started raising funds by way of those who would purchase with clicks on the website, clicks on the podcast, and ads. And that grew into various programs that the Lululemon Collective offered to their creators and their influencers. And I was lucky to be a part of some really, really neat programs that accumulated thousands of dollars, not only in direct sponsorship of yoga podcast, but also in different opportunities that Lululemon offered for giving back to your community. So I have since used over $40,000 of funds to help serve my community and specifically to serve a community that I have a deep soul bonding connection with, which is survivors of trauma from all different perspectives, but also particularly to expecting mothers, mothers who have had children and who have suffered from domestic violence, sexual trauma. Rather, it is in direct connection with their birthing of the child, conceiving of the child, or just in their own past. So helping survivors to thrive is really important to me. And working with those who have had trauma related to birthing is an equal beautiful connection that I am trying to bridge a gap between the grief and the gratitude that we all have with the birthing process on some spectrum or another. So with that said, we have been able to grant fund a lot of different birth advocacy projects. We have been able to train birth advocates and birth workers to become doulas. And we have worked with populations who do not normally receive this type of support and connectedness to their trauma specifically, and in ways that has a direct connection and link to those who have yet to be born and those who may have experienced issues with conceiving or have had to terminate pregnancies due to traumatic experiences. So I'm really grateful that most of the funding sources that have come through the Lululemon Collective have gone towards these type of initiatives. And the Trauma Awareness and Healing Journey has been one of the projects that I've included during this process, as it is equally important. And of course, my love of yoga as being a very healing modality of somatic practice is something that I'm hoping to always introduce to others. So that is where a big portion of our Lululemon Collective funds have gone. However, we still have funds, and I am choosing to use those funds by way of furthering those who wish to hold space for others and continue to educate others how to do that through programs like this course. And also, iloveyogaschool.org offers programs to advanced yoga teachers who already have the 200-hour yoga teacher certification to continue on their journey to become advanced teachers, to lean into their practice of yoga, and to learn about the beauty and philosophy of yoga. And therefore, I offer a Yoga Alliance approved 300-hour for a 500-hour certified yoga teacher training program that is up to 100% grant funded with some simple requirements, and you can head over to iloveyogaschool.org to learn more about that. If you are interested in becoming a 200-hour certified yoga teacher, I have been a part of the Yoga by Julia team here in Albuquerque, New Mexico for over a decade, and we offer a 200-hour yoga teacher training program where I am one of the lead trainers specifically for the yoga anatomy and physiology portion of the course, alongside 2 to 3 other great lead trainers at any time, where we all collaborate and come together to offer a really great foundational introspective understanding of yoga. So if you're interested in that, you can actually reach out directly to me. I'd be happy to help guide you into that process and learn more about the program that we offer, which is offered in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as well as online via Zoom. And if you have more questions about either of those things, I'm happy to assist and to help you. In the interim, please do feel free to enjoy the courses that are grant funded, and you will be on my mailing list to receive information about upcoming courses that I will be offering by way of the Lululemon Collective, as well as Mi Comunidad New Mexico, Los Ojos de la Familia, and other funding sources such as the YM brand, the Truth Podcast, and of course, Yoga Podcast will be sharing up to 50% of profits with these different grant-funded or financially funded and sponsored courses that are up to 100% free for all of you. So thanks for being here. I appreciate your time, your dedication, and most importantly, the love that you wish to share with others. There is nothing like offering sacred space so that others have an opportunity to be seen and understood. And it all starts with healing thyself. May we all go in peace. Om Shanti Om. Love and light. Namaste.